This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Now, Senator Kerry's the front runner, and I mean him no insult, but in 19 years in the Senate, Senator Kerry sponsored 11 bills that had anything to do with health care. Not one of them passed.
One of the things that you need to know as a president is how things work in Congress if you want to get things done. And one of the things that happens in Congress is you can, in fact, write a bill, but if you're smart about it, you can get your bill passed on someone else's bill and doesn't carry your name.
Governor Howard Dean and Senator John Kerry having a frank exchange of views Thursday at the Democratic presidential debate in Greenville, South Carolina. Democrats are campaigning across seven states before Tuesday's primaries and caucuses. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott. You know, I was listening to the exchange between Kerry and Dean. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it must be said that Senator Kerry is quite right on the point that senators and representatives frequently introduce resolutions, and then eventually there are other resolutions by other people, and then you marry them together, mm-hmm. and it may not have your name at the top of it. I mean, if he were an insider in Washington, he might know that.
Well, let me ask, after the results in New Hampshire, and of course the week before that, the Iowa caucuses, how formidable a candidate is Senator Kerry turning out to be?
Well, I think plenty formidable. You know, in our history, a candidate who wins both Iowa and New Hampshire usually goes on to win the election, as happened to certainly the nomination and perhaps the election, as happened to President Carter in 1976. You know, the polls now show Kerry next Tuesday winning 5 of 7 primary states: Arizona, Delaware, New Mexico, Missouri, North Dakota. Senator Edwards, born in South Carolina, is ahead of Kerry in South Carolina by 1 point.
Well, that might be perhaps the midwife who delivered him. Sorry, speculation. Do you expect to see all 7 Democratic candidates in the race by the time we talk next week?
I've learned from very bitter experience never to say this is all over for anybody. I don't know. It's generally taken as a sign of weakness when you shift around your campaign aides. Mm-hmm. And so now Roy Neal, who is a quintessential insider, who worked for Vice President Gore, who was a lobbyist here for the communications industry, is now the newest head of the Kerry campaign. But I'll tell you...
The Dean campaign.
The Dean campaign. You can't find indications anymore that you can rely on. Things get to be so different. Mm-hmm. I mean, here is Dean, who spends his time talking about insiders, and he goes and chooses an insider. Mm-hmm. You can't use the normal criteria anymore. You just got to listen to it, watch it, shake your head.
You mean actually follow the results? Wait for people to vote?
You may have to wait for people to vote. Listen, without...
Boy, does that get in our way.
Well, I don't want to make any predictions right now. But I just want to report what I hear a lot of people saying. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. They're saying, tell you, Howard Dean is the exciting type you marry. Kerry is that steady. No.
No, right. Go ahead. Take that ad lib again.
Dean is the exciting type that you marry, and Kerry is a...
Exciting type you date? Yeah.
I am going to get this right before we get off the air. We may need another half hour of time, but...
That's all right.
One more time, and we'll do it.
Surely.
Dean is the exciting type that you date.
Okay.
And Kerry is a steady type that you marry.
Oh, boy.
That's what I meant to say.
I know, and it was worth waiting for. A quick question about the budget. A federal deficit of about $520 billion is projected for the next year.
Yes.
The new Medicare reforms, according to this new budget, are going to cost about $130 billion more than they were estimated a couple of months ago.
Now, that's not final either. I mean, they don't really know how much it's going to cost until they see what the Medicare recipients do, whether they switch to HMO, a whole lot of other things. They're just guessing about the amount.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a campaign issue?
Well, it has not turned up as a big campaign issue so far. It has turned up, oddly enough, as an issue among Republican lawmakers, mm-hmm. movement Republicans, who think that this is not the way a Republican administration ought to be acting. But if it becomes plunged into the campaign itself, it's mentioned. by candidates is so far not a great issue.
This week, in fact, on NPR, David Kaye, departing chief of the Iraq Weapons Inspection Team, blamed faulty intelligence for the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah.
How far does his assessment go towards exonerating the administration?
Well, it might if the administration let it happen. What Kaye is proposing is that you have an independent commission to look into it, and he feels sure that commission will find that there were a lot of bum information given by the intelligence community that it wasn't the president's fault. Yet, oddly, perhaps not oddly, he doesn't want to have that kind of inquiry. I think because at all costs he does not want to have the issue dragging along into the campaign.
In Britain this week, perhaps by contrast, Prime Minister Blair gave full cooperation to the Hutton inquiry, charged with investigating the death of weapons expert David Kelly there, and this week was exonerated, cleared of all wrongdoing. What does this do to restore Mr. Blair's standing at home? And moreover, what are the findings due to the BBC?
A great deal. This may have saved the Prime Minister from having to resign. And he really is totally vindicated. It's interesting to compare the way the British and the Americans handle very much the same problem. Mm-hmm. There you get an inquiry headed by a judge. The judge sits there on a bench and blames the intelligence community for having handed the Prime Minister the wrong dope. So the spies are in trouble. The BBC is in trouble for having carried a story from a so-called intelligence source who then committed suicide. Prime Minister comes out smelling like a rose. Our president still has to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. The 9/11 Commission says it will not have its report ready by May.
And the reason they won't have their support ready by May, they say, is that the White House has been not very good about providing the kind of information that's needed. It appears that whatever the subject is, 9/11 or whether it be Iraq or whatever, anything that means that they're going to go on talking about it and asking questions about it into the campaign seems to bother the administration. They also may want to subpoena the president and Vice President Cheney to come and testify on this subject. And all I seem to get from coming out of the White House is we just want the whole thing to go away.
Dan, have you been delaying because you don't want a Super Bowl question?
Are you going to ask me a Super Bowl question?
Super Bowl on Sunday, your prediction.
My prediction. I will not tell you my prediction. I'll tell you the way I look at this.
Yeah.
I think that we have too much regional strife in this country. And for North versus South to be at each other that way, I thought there must be a better way.
Dan Shore.